Nevada judge dismisses alternate electors case, citing wrong jurisdiction. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 21, 2024. A Nevada judge dismissed an alternate electors case against six Republicans who had submitted alternate elector certifications disputing the results of the 2020 presidential election, pointing out that the case was in the wrong jurisdiction. Clark County District Court Judge Mary Kay Holfus called off the trial that had been set for January, ruling that state prosecutors had a crime that had occurred in another jurisdiction, according to the Nevada Independent. This comes after a grand jury indicted the six Republicans, Michael J. McDonald, the chairman of the Nevada GOP, Jim Hindle, the vice chairman of the Nevada GOP, Jim DeGraffenried, Jesse Law, Sean Meehan, and Eileen Rice, in December 2023. The six alternate electors were charged with submitting alternate elector certifications regarding what liberal Democrats call a fake electors plot. Holfus's ruling came after she had heard arguments from prosecutors explaining why Clark County was the right county for the case to be tried in, even though the alternate electors had signed the documents in Carson City, and the documents had been mailed from Douglas County, according to the outlet. "You have literally, in my opinion, a crime that has occurred in another jurisdiction," Holfus explained. "It's so appropriately up north and so appropriately not here." In response to Holfus's ruling, Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford stated that the judge got it wrong and noted that an appeal regarding the ruling would be made to the United States Supreme Court. The outlet noted that refiling the case would not be an option due to the statute of limitations having expired. "The state is unable to refile the case up north because a three-year statute of limitations expired in December. Alternate electors in states such as Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin have either been charged or indicted by grand juries regarding their roles in disputing the results of the 2020 presidential election."